office.
Yeah.
Got in
Exactly.
trouble again.
Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
no, I understand.
Yeah. I just what there was I don't know. Anyway, okay, so we explained yesterday what's the Tevas Mara, what did he see? What did Mordechai see in Esther? Okay, so now the next few Pesukim are just push up shot. There's a major word in Pesuk Yud Beis. I don't know if we're gonna get to it tonight, so let's get up to there for sure. So he says, Vayibi so the Melech puts out his rule, he's looking for a new queen. And they gathered all the girls together by Hegai. So the Loshon Tilakach is a very not normal Loshon. Usually you would say she went or she was taken. So the Gros says that Tilakach is very is Bal Korcha, very forcefully. So the Gros says from here you see that in the beginning, basically, Ahasuerus kind of knew that the person he was looking for was hiding. He got the sense that the person he's looking for is hiding. And Mitchila Esther Matmenes and she was mamash hiding. Avol Esther, they put a new rule out and says, so there's two things. Vayibi Shama Dvar HaMelech. There was a rule that came out with a new rule. You can't hide. There was a new das, a new law. Anyone hiding a girl is going to be in trouble. And then more people gathered once they heard that rule. And even after that, she was still hiding, but they found her, vatilakach, and she was taken forcefully. So basically, there's a sub story here that Esther didn't want to go. She didn't want to go, she was hiding, and she was forced once she was found. Now, vatitav ha'na'ara and Achashverosh. Found he she found favor in his eyes, but tisa chesed lefanov. So she he her appearance was beautiful in his eyes, and she found chesed before him. Okay, and then right away, Vayival is like very quickly. Vayival is Tamukea, he gave her quickly all of her jewelry, Vesmonasel and the Shavan Naorais, Mibesamelach. Vayishanah, and he gave them very good accommodations. Why? Because once he found her, he knew this was going to be the one. In other words, somehow or other, they knew right away. They had this feeling right away. And when Esther came to the banquet, to the whatever it's called, to the banquet, to the testing grounds, she was it. They knew right away. So what are the two things? He says, Vatitav he liked her appearance. So the Gros says, because a
Same,
person,
same.
I think that's in a different passage. That the so a person is looking for a wife, he's looking for two things. One is her physical appearance. She should be physically appearance should be beautiful. The she shouldn't have a bad temper. El chesed, she should have good midas. So right away he saw both. He saw A, her beauty or her physical beauty, and B, batisa chesed lefanov, he saw her chesed. V'zeu vatita that's the next one. So, Vatita is both things. He saw both. Okay. Now, if you look at the girl, he says, "Vayivahel." Why was he so quick to give her all the jewelry? Says the going ki kol mashetzorach losses hayinoslam b'mihiros shehaven shetiyah amalka. He knew that she was going to be the queen. It's a very strange story. So everyone seemed to know that Esther was going to be the queen. That's why she was hiding. She knew that she was going to join, she would win, I think. And right away when she came, Achashverosh was like, okay, give her the best of the servants. And he treated the servants the best. It says he gave her servants mi beis hamelach. The people in the beis hamelach serve the king. So the girl says, yeah, because these people are serving the queen. She's the queen. He knew right away. Okay. Now it's an interesting passage. It says, Lahigida Esther es ama. Esther didn't want to say her am, her nation, will add it to her birthplace. Because Mordechai told her. So it sounds like the only reason he didn't say, she didn't say is because he told her. Which is strange. In other words, once you get good advice from someone, so you listen to the advice. Right? So what do you mean? The only reason she didn't say is because he told her. It sounds like she disagreed with him. But I'm doing it because you told me, even though I disagree with you. Why? And why didn't Mordechai want her to say anything? And what does that have to do with these psukim? If anything, why not say she's Jewish? Like, what's the problem? So, it says the girl, interesting pshat here, because I told you before, she was hiding and she was forced to come. So, if you would say that she's Jewish, what they're going to say is that the reason she didn't want to come is because she's Jewish, and the Jewish people are so rebellious against the king that they don't even want their daughters to become the queen. Because Mordechai didn't know the whole story with Haman and everything. Why would he say not to come? Think about it. According to all the Midrashim, Achashverosh made the whole party kosher. The whole party, everything was for the Jewish people. He liked the Jewish people. But Karen, he wanted the Jewish people to stay put in the thing. So you get a Jewish queen, it's even better for him. Why wouldn't he want the Jewish queen? Terence is, because there was a major act of rebellion over here. She didn't come. She disobeyed the laws. She was hiding hiding out. Then when they found her, she was forced to come. So Mordechai was afraid that if she says that she's Jewish, then he's going to get upset that it was a rebellious act that you didn't come right away. That's what he says here. Hainu l'fishayisa matmenes atzma min ha-melech, v'gam agha sh'nizgalsa sh'olim ha-pakarcha, v'ayim Mordechai misyara sh'yahargu oisa v'es mishpacht of es ama. Because of that alone, they would kill the whole nation. Ki omru she'en ritzoinim l'hischati nafilu b'melech. It's like with Shrem. They don't want to marry into us. They don't even want to marry into the king, the royalty.
Yeah.
So it's mamash rebellious. So he didn't want to tell her that they're Jewish. Now, the Avshav Maralan Akasav Goydel Tzidkasa. And Esther, in this pasuk, is revealed to us the Tzidkas of Esther. Why? Because the whole reason is because Mordechai didn't want her to get killed, but she's living in the palace. She knows that Achashverosh really likes her. So she knows she's not going to get killed. So she knows that it's not going to, his concern is not really going to happen, but she listened anyway, only because Mordechai said. Meaning, it's not some advice, like Mordechai said, okay, he probably, no, he was wrong, according to her at least. That's what it says in the pasuk. Mordechai tziva alash lesagin. I say shemeres tzivui Mordechai. Afal pish I say yadas she'en hatam noyeg. Even though she knew that the reason wasn't going to apply. Okay. Which by the way is true. This is the gross shita in general that isurim derabanan. You have to keep them even though the tam is not true anymore. Because the chazal were only megala certain reasons for things, but they exist on many levels. And therefore, even if the reason for the halacha doesn't apply, the halacha itself still applies. The classical example is gilui. The halacha says if you leave water overnight, you can't drink it because a snake is going to get in. And the Gemara gives all sorts of examples. You know, what if there's no snakes? So nowadays, the Shulchan Aruch says there's not really snakes around. You don't have to be so worried. The girl says it's still us. He was very mapped on that. Water was stayed overnight. It was us. It wouldn't drink. Huh? So the girl says why? Because the Chazal told us the reason of Pshat. But there's a reason of Pidrush, Soid, Remez. A lot of reasons for the Halacha, and you don't know. It's a Kavalika story. In the Sefer Aliyas Elio, which is a biography of the Gra. So there's a story there, unbelievable story, with a student of the Gra. There was a Talmud of the Gra that was blind. And it was a big simcha. He found a shidduch. Found the shidduch, and he's getting married. And the Gra was inside the Kedushin. And they're sitting there under the chuppah. And the Gra says, Chosin, in the Lashon of the story, is Chosin, Kayem, Masha Amru Chazal. You have to make that which it says in Chazal. Also, la adam l'kadosh es isha achi arena. Now I'll do kedushin until you see the woman. I mean, with the kedushin on it's usher. It says also l'kadosh es isha achi arena. Then if kuchoena, when he was able to see the kala.
Did the eyesight stay?
That's what everyone asked.
It's still like
also l'kadosh es isha achi arena. Then if kuchoena, that's the story. So the kasha is, but the Gemara says. The reason why is because if you never saw her, you're going to see her later. So Shema Yimtza Badavar Maguna. That after you get married, you're going to find something you don't like about her. So you better see her before you get married. But if he's blind, he's never going to find anything wrong with her anyway. So what's the going saying? So it's the girl that she tells me. That's just the reason Chazal said. This is a bizunder Indian of Kiddushin through Re'iyah. There's a connection. You have to see the person, whatever the pshat is. There's another Indian besides what Chazal say about the halach and Chazal. When the Mela, Nifkachu Enav.
So Davar Maguna always means physical in that sense?
Well, it's your Enna. It's something that your Enna is helping for. So I guess it means that. Maybe you're right. Maybe that's what he learned, the Gra. So no, you have to take care of the problem. Okay, so now this is the tzidkus of Esther, and when she got a tzivui from Mordechai, she listened to it, even though she felt that the reason doesn't apply. Now, in the end, she was right, because Mordechai, had she said now, the whole story would have been different. Maybe Haman would have said to kill her in the first place. We don't know, right? It's only because no one knew she was Jewish that the whole story was able to happen that way. Otherwise, maybe what have happened is that Haman would have said to get rid of her in the first place.
Right, and then he would have missed the whole thing.
Right. No, maybe Haman would have said get rid of her.
Right.
And then let's move on to kill the whole nation.
Right. That would have been very bad.
That's what I'm saying. So it's a good thing she didn't say who she is.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So in other words, the point is that even though it's the same thing, even though she said that Mordechai said that the reason not to say is because it's rebellious and this, and she felt it wasn't true, she kept it because Mordechai said. So you see the importance of following the munas chacham. Chacham say you do it. It doesn't apply. It's not important. No. Okay, one more pasuk. So it says, "V'chol yoyim v'yoyim Mordechai mishalich l'tnei chatzar b'sanoshim." He was keeping going back and forth. Ladas, and he wanted to know two things. Shloim Esther, how is she doing? Umaye Oseba, and what's going to happen to her? Okay, so what are the two things? So the girl says, number one is, Shloim Esther is how she's feeling, because he knew Esther didn't want to do this. She was forced, remember? So she's probably really depressed and sad and everything. So he wanted to know the Shloim of Esther. Umaye Oseba, he wanted to know, are they going to do what I'm afraid she's going to do, which is kill her for being rebellious in the first place and not wanting to go? Yeah. So those are two things. He wanted to know how she's doing, mitzad her shalom, is she okay? Number two is, are they actually going to go kill her now because of what her rebelliousness in trying to avoid this in the first place? So that's what the two things. So aladas, ashlem ester, pir, shimein, achayla, umaye aseba, im lo yahar goisa. Those are the two points. Okay. The next shtickle will be Agia to Esther from tomorrow. I heard a whole shmooze from Rama Tisio on this shtickle. It's an unbelievable shtickle. So stay tuned for tomorrow. Okay.
Thanks for sharing.